Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. There's a code orange alert for Philadelphia, parts of South Jersey, and the Lehigh Valley today. This is for the smoke making its way here from those wildfires in Canada. Officials say under the code orange, young children, elders, and those with respiratory problems are at high vulnerability and should limit outdoor activity. The worst of the bad air quality is expected to develop late in the morning into the afternoon. Meanwhile, dozens came to Lemon Hill at Fairmount Park, the site of last Monday's deadly mass shooting, to collectively mourn and help support the victims and their families. KYW's Vic Ragapathy was there.
As community members came together to pray and honor the victims of last Monday's mass shooting, Mayor Sherelle Parker acknowledged how the deadly attack occurred on a day typically meant for celebration.
The behavior that was exhibited here, it is not normal, and we won't normalize that kind of activity here in our city. And it's not acceptable.
Around 10:30 p.m. on May 26th, shots rang out here at Lemon Hill and Fairmount Park. Two people were killed, 21-year-old Mikhail Bowers and 23-year-old Amaya Devlin. Nine more were wounded. Renee Bennett's 18-year-old grandnephew was there that night. He managed to get home safely, unlike Bowers, who was his good friend.
I don't think we realize the traumatic impact that this has. Like, even though he might seem okay today, this has a long-term effect on children. They're so young.
As investigators still search for the culprits, they believe at least five guns were used. At least one, investigators say, was equipped with an illegal switch, essentially turning it into a fully automatic firearm. In Fairmount Park, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A horrific scene in Limerick, Montgomery County after a single car crash last night. Limerick police say shortly after 9 p.m., three men accused of retail theft were fleeing police when they crashed their car near the intersection of Ridge Pike and Sunset Road. At least two of the men were transported to the hospital. Officials are still investigating. A lawsuit claiming the University of Pennsylvania mishandled anti-Semitism complaints has been dismissed by a federal judge. With more, here's KYW's John McDevitt.
The plaintiffs, a group of current and former Penn students, filed the federal lawsuit a couple of months after the October 7, 2023 Hamas attacks on Israel. The group claims the Penn permitted, tolerated, and/or facilitated multiple anti-Semitic incidents on its campus that created a hostile educational environment for Jewish students. Students claim that they had to hide their Jewish identities, miss classes and activities out of fear because of the protests and other events on campus. The federal judge, Mitchell Goldberg, found no evidence of anti-Semitism among Penn or its administration with the intention to cause harm to the plaintiffs. The judge wrote, "The amended complaint includes sweeping allegations of ideological, philosophical, religious, and political concerns and grievances that have nothing to do with a federal lawsuit." He is allowing the plaintiffs to amend their complaint for a third time on two counts, but cautions the group that additional allegations must be done in good faith and in compliance with the rules.
John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
A neighborhood group is suing the city of Philadelphia, hoping to stop the installation of solid barriers to protect bike lanes on Spruce and Pine Streets. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
After Dr. Barbara Freitas was killed while cycling in a bike lane on Bruce Street last July, the clamor for more solid protections between cars and bikers intensified, and the city agreed to install something sturdier than the white flex posts that currently border many bike lanes. But that means residents of Spruce and Pine Streets will lose some parking spaces and their ability to pull up to curbs in the bike lane. In an announcement on their webpage, the Friends of Pine and Spruce say they tried petitions, testimony, and meetings to stop the plan, but have resorted to a lawsuit. Their lawyer is George Bocchetto.
What happens when a home needs repairs? Where's the service vehicle going to go? What's going to happen to disabled people? How are they going to be dropped off and picked up from their homes in the middle of the block?
The city says it's studying the lawsuit and has no immediate comment. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.